Let it be known that this disclaimer is intended to make it clear any views and/or opinions expressed on the Fox Paranormal Chat are just that. Any topics of discussion during a broadcasted show is in no way the exclusive view nor opinion of the host or any Web Radio Network staff. You're listening to the Fox Paranormal Chat on the Web Radio Network. And now, Michael and Destiny Fox.
Hey everybody, it's Destiny Fox
and Michael.
It's so good to have you all listening to us tonight, and we have the pleasure of having Mrs. Tammy Leonard on with us tonight. We have a paranormal team, Fox Paranormal. We're out of Carrollton, Georgia. We can be found on Facebook. I also run a group called The Paranormal Fox. And also we host a group on Facebook where people can share their podcasts, their live streams, advertisements about Paracons, or even share your group information. It's called Fox Paranormal Advertising. So we hope you guys will look at some of our pages and groups. And it's good to have you, Tammy. Welcome to our podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. We miss you. We haven't actually seen you since December. We've seen Jeremy, but we've missed you so much.
I know. I miss y'all. Y'all get to take care of Jeremy and kind of trouble every
now. That's a hard job. I try so hard. I have to get on to him here and there, but
I know I need a break every now and then.
Yeah. So I have to babysit Jeremy occasionally when we go to Paracons and Tammy's not able to be with us because of work. Not really. He takes care of himself. But we had a case a few months ago, and we actually reached out to Jeremy and Tammy to help us with this case, and I'm sure you remember it. One thing that stood out with us is we knew the questions to ask, and you know, it was just like a refreshing for us because you interviewed this client for us, a second interview. We had done one with these people, and they were afraid they had a demon in their home and on their property. A lot of people, and maybe a lot of fresh, brand new paranormal teams may not realize the importance of asking the right questions. And we were very impressed with the questions that you asked our client. And Michael has talked about that a lot. He was like, man, that Tammy, she asked those questions. Good Lord. And some questions I had found myself backing off of, because I felt they might be a little intimidating, but the way you brought it across, it was just amazing. And you do most of the interviewing for Jeremy when he gets a new case in.
I do. We actually have it worked out where most of the time, whenever we get a new client, I will do the initial investigation. And from there, I go into a lot of the medical. If they have medical issues or anything that's going on, maybe with our medications that they're on and stuff like that, to see if we can rule it out before we start saying, oh, it's something paranormal. Because not everything's paranormal.
No, not everything is paranormal. But, you know, the way you did or conducted your interview is the way, you know, most people should be doing it. A lot of people don't do it that way because basically they don't know how.
Yeah, that is true. because you think about it, most of the time somebody calls you and they say they got something going on. First thing we do, we jump in, we grab all our equipment and we just start investigating the location and not actually learning the people. And we need to, you know, actually talk to them, see what's going on in their life, see if something else is going on besides just something paranormal.
So what is the first question you usually ask when you're interviewing a client?
Well, first thing you want to know is, you know, how long has it been going on? Has anything changed in their life from now until whenever they first noticed something going on? Have they been to the doctor, or what kind of medications are you on? Have you been diagnosed with any mental illnesses in the, you know, at all? And like I said, the medications is your key point. Whenever you go into the house also, before you start walking around with your equipment, go into the bathroom, look in their medicine cabinet and see what kind of medications. But you don't want to just go in there and start looking. Ask if it's okay. Ask if, you know, can we see what kind of medications are on? Because they might not even realize that they're on an antidepressant or something of that nature, if, especially if they have a lot of medicine that they take. Because we had a case that we went on, and it was a very strange, strange case. It was actually someone else's case, and they called us to come and go on the case with them because they said it was so unusual. And come to find out, it wasn't anything demonic or paranormal at all. He had a complete immune disorder, and he was so out of whack. I mean, his everything was just craziness with him. So he was seeing things, he was hallucinating and all. And we asked him to go to the doctor and get checked out. And when they did a complete physical on him, they found that. And now he's back to his regular self, and he has thanked us numerous, numerous times.
I've run into a lot of cases in the past where they really weren't having much paranormal or demonic activity, but we would find out after the fact that, you know, they were drug abusers.
Right.
And
we get a lot of those. Yeah. We get a lot of people that are on the drugs and everything, and they'll see things when they're their own drugs, or they're having withdrawals, and then they're in their that phase of withdrawals, and you can hallucinate and do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Now, I always ask when I do the interviewing, you know, I said, you know, do you abuse any type of narcotic drugs? Mm-hmm. And most 99.9% of the time, they all say no.
Right.
But we've gone in and found the drugs on their property after we've started investigation.
Their pipe, crack pipe smokes. What do you call those things?
Yeah, I don't
do
crack drugs. Pipe, so crack I don't know. Right. Yeah, that was the one case we did.
And there's a way that you go about, you know, talking to them with them. You don't want to just say, hey, are you a drug user or anything? It's just the way you go about it. And you're just saying, look, you know, I'm not the cops. You know, I'm not here to judge you or anything. I'm just here to help you. And being honest with me will be able to help you to see if there is something going on in your house, or if it's something else, you know, that we can treat, get you to a doctor or something, and get you that way. Just so, because they're ready to get rid of whatever's going on. So if you sit down and just really talk to them and just kind of talk to them in a friendly way, instead of just giving a third degree, and it just goes about the way that you ask them the questions.
Have you ever went into a location and just to find out that it was a product of drugs? There, I mean, how would you handle it if you went into a location and you saw drugs on the table or evidence that they were doing drugs after they told you they were not drug users?
That's a tricky situation, because you can cause them to, you know, you're in your house and you don't want to cause a conflict with you there.
Right.
Because most, some people know that Jeremy and I, we have had a gun pulled on us at one time being in a house. And that's why now we always let everybody know where we're at and what location we're going to be at, what time we're going to be there, what time we're going to leave, and all that kind of stuff because of safety issues. But we have had some issues with the drugs. And when, if they're sitting right there, we're just say, hey, do you know whose these are? You know, is there something going on? And then we'll just go on and do our investigation like we normally would, because we're already there. Then once we're out of that situation and we don't find anything paranormal, then we'll actually just, you know, let them know what we found. And, you know, it could be from the drugs or this and that, and could be from your lifestyle, what's going on. But at the point that we're actually in the house, we don't want to offend them or tick them off. And they might want to try to cause harm to us at that time.
Yeah,
exactly. What are some other questions that should be asked when interviewing a client?
A lot of things. Have you ever played with the witch board before? Yeah. Have you been into witchcraft? You know, what are your different beliefs and because everybody's got a different belief that they do.
Yeah.
And like I said, even as a kid, if you played with that Ouija board, even as a child, it could still come back and, you know, haunt you later on in life. And a lot of people don't realize that, because we tell them, well, we don't mean right this minute that you did it last week. Have you ever, you know, have you ever done anything with witchcraft or Ouija boards or anything of that nature? Have you ever done anything with the drugs or anything? You know, have you ever been to the point where you've been severely depressed? Maybe you're going through a divorce, a separation, or anything at that point. Maybe you lost a loved one recently and you didn't even realize that that was playing with your mind at this point. Because if you get that, you know, severe depression, then other things can start triggering it.
Right. I assume y'all are just like us. Everybody that calls you thinks that the paranormal activity is demonic.
Everybody thinks it's demonic. We get people constantly. I'm like, well, is it hurting you? Is it doing anything? No, it's not hurting us. And I'm like, okay, well, it might be just your friendly, you know, grandparents, mom or something that's still there, as long as you're not in. But then everybody wants to try to communicate with it. And we're like,
right. Right.
Please don't.
Right.
Just
you know, we did an investigation the end of last year, and the client was obsessed with the paranormal activity going on in his home. I recommended that he stop the communication. He was convinced there was a demon in his home. I had no evidence of demonic activity at all. But what we did get while we were there was where spirits were just coming and going because he was communicating so much. He was pulling them in. And so after the advice we gave them, they stopped for a while, but then they started right back. Bought a K2, then got a Ouija board. And, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm sorry, you know, but I can't help you anymore. And Oh my goodness, I was the baddest person in the world. But you can't help somebody if they don't take your advice. And I'm sure y'all right. had cases similar.
We did. We had a case and we wanted to help her so bad. We really did. And that was the case that we actually got the gun pulled on us. It was her boyfriend actually pulled it on us and everything. And Jeremy had to do a deliverance on her and him. But they kept on. And that was one of the instances they was on drugs and he was on some drugs, not really sure what she was doing, but she was just in a very bad situation. And we explained to her, as long as he was in her life and influencing her, that it was never going to go away. So we would go over there and we try to help. And things were better, and she went right back to him. And still, to this day, now she's right back where she was before, and it's sad.
It really is. This person is reaching out to teams all over and probably listening to us now, you know, and I don't feel bad that I'm saying this about the family, but you know, if they are listening, you need to stop. You need to stop, listen to some advice, because they're going to end up in some serious trouble if they don't.
Right.
So.